The Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transit has a budget of $222 million to acquire properties and relocate businesses. So far, it's spent nearly a third of that budget to buy nearly a third of those properties. About half of the 237 properties HART has needed are privately owned. It's a historic series of purchases. Rail represents the single biggest acquisition of private property for a public project, since H1 ran straight through Honolulu. If it needs to, the city could force these acquisitions through eminent domain. Attorneys we spoke to, who specialize in this area of law, say there's essentially nothing a property owner can do to stop this. The best one can hope for is that a jury would come up with a higher value for your land than the city did. So far, according to HART, acquisitions have gone smoothly. A handful have ended up in court, but only to clear up title issues affecting the properties. Because HART is receiving federal dollars, it has to follow federal rules on acquisitions and relocations, and any offer for $500,000 or more has to get federal approval. There's no quick or easy answer to whether or not property owners will gain or lose by being in the path of rail. In our cover story, we detail both possibilities. Property owners aren't the only ones affected, of course. Businesses that lease space on a parcel being acquired by HART could be affected too, and here's another area where federal involvement offers some relief. Among other benefits, if the impact is great enough, HART must help the affected businesses find a new home and pay for their move. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.